Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, brains. There's only one requirement to hang out on the edge, is that you open your big brain and close your small mind. Did you bring your thinking caps? It's time to put them on, because the conversation starts now.
I want to start with is, where in the world did you get the name Peace? I think that is so beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much. I got it for my birthday, April, of course.
Really? I mean, that's your birth name, Peace?
It is. It is. My parents really loved the name Peace. I was born at the end of the Vietnam War. And of course, at that time, there was a lot of call for the war to end. And when it did end, there was a lot of celebration and joy around that. And the word peace meant a lot then, as it still does now. And so that's my name. And that's how I got it.
Well, that's beautiful, because they were in a very serene place. I was the 60s baby also. I was named April, but born in August. So I think my family was, they were the peace and the love and the all of that. They didn't know what was going on. They got confused.
April is a beautiful name.
Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate that. Brains, look who we have on the edge with us. I am so excited. Peace Mitchell, right here, on the edge. This woman has an incredible story, and again, she's from Australia. I'm telling you, I need to get some mining gear, because there is definitely some jewels down there. There are some diamonds in the rough. Let me just kind of give you some highlights of some of the things that we're going to discuss in this conversation. You know, Peace, her community was involved in a devastating tragedy. And what she decided to do was to pick up the backbone, the women, and rebuild this community. And she has built something beyond her own wildest dreams. She is the founder of the Women's Business School, which is global. She's also the founder of the Aussie Mompreneurs. And they have their nominations open there for women that are doing a phenomenal job. She's in the book with one of my other favorite Aussies, Karen McDermott, Women Changing the World. And she has a TED Talk that I want all of you to go in and see. And it will really, really captivate you. You will hang on to every word. She's an outstanding storyteller. So let's start with your story. Welcome to the Edge. I forgot to show you guys where you are. Here on the edge with me in California, San Diego, the U.S. All right, now, back to your story. How you doing, Peace?
I'm good. I'm so good. And I'm so excited to be on the edge with you, April.
Well, thank you so much. You know, because this is the place. This is where we get it in. This is what we get done right here. We talk about things, movers, shakers, impactors, innovators. I'm not using those sloppy seconds.
Yeah, so you asked me about my story, and, you know, our little community of Innisfail, it's a really small town in the far northern part of Australia, and it has a population of only about 6,000. So it's a small little farming town, and we were hit by a cyclone, which for viewers over where you are, it's a hurricane. It's the same kind of thing. And so a big tropical storm came through, and every family, every house, every person in our community was impacted by that disaster. They either, you know, they had some damage to their house or their business, or they lost their whole farm. Some families lost their whole house. It was devastating. And it was one of those things, you know, when disasters happen, the menfolk all get out and, you know, they tarp the roofs and they clear the roads and all the power lines get untangled and all the repairs happen. And they were all out doing that. But I found myself at home with three really young children, and I was literally left at home holding the baby. And I wanted to be part of the recovery process. Like, I feel like it's an important part of healing to be able to give back and be part of rebuilding the community. And the men were all out there rebuilding. And I just wanted to really be part of that in some way. And so I got together with my sister Katie and two close friends, and we said, well, what can we do? How can we be part of bringing this community back together and healing the community? And we realized that through supporting mothers, we could really make a difference and make a powerful impact. Because, April, as you know, when the mother's unwell, the whole family kind of falls apart. You know, if mum's sick in bed for 3 days, who's going to sweep the floor? Who's going to make the dinner? Who's going to look after everything else?
My and husband always tells people, a happy wife is a happy life.
It's true. Because what happens when women are well and healthy? They're able to care for everyone around them. And that includes, you know, their husband or partner, their children if they have children, but also extended family, their sisters, their brothers, their uncles, aunts, cousins, their parents. As well as that, it's the elderly neighbors, their friends and other, the kids' friends even, and the whole community. So we knew that if we invested in women, that those benefits would be felt far and wide, and that ripple effect would help rebuild our whole community. And so that was what we did. And that's where I found my calling. I really found my purpose. I knew that by helping mothers and supporting women, that we could really change the world and make a difference. And that's really where it all began, way back then.
So now, were you working a job, or were you a full-time stay-at-home mom when all this occurred?
Yeah, so I was a full-time stay-at-home mom. My kids, I had three sons. My eldest son was in year one at school. He was 5. Mm. I had a 3-year-old and I had an 18-month-old baby. So I, you know, we lost our whole farm. We had a papaya farm, the whole farm. Wow. Devastated. We would have lost it in the first 5 minutes. Like, those trees would have just gone over. The winds were so strong. And so we were reliant on my husband's income as a farmer. And we suddenly were faced with losing everything. We'd spent 10 years building that farm. And I had 3 young children. I couldn't just go and get a job.
No.
So it was a terrible time.
So you came up with this bright idea, you and your sister and your two friends. And then where did you go from there? When you started seeing the impact and the churn of the machine, what happened? Yeah.
We started a local nonprofit organization. It was called Mothers Helping Others. And we held all kinds of events and programs and things to really rebuild that community spirit and to bring women together. Mm-hmm. So, you know, through connection. And that was how it began. But after 2 years of running a nonprofit organization, I realized that it wasn't sustainable because we weren't being paid. The 4 of us were working full time and never being paid anything for our work.
Right.
And, you know, one day my husband said to me, honey, maybe it's time you turned your fabulousness to dollars. And that was really confronting because we were doing incredible things. We were really making a difference and everyone was saying, thank you. This is incredible what you're doing for this community.
You can't even thank you, baby. You can't do that.
Right. And we realized that something had to change. So my sister and I decided we'd start a business together that would still be focused on, you know, our values and core vision of supporting women, but it would be in a business model so that it was sustainable and we were able to be paid for the work we were doing, but still really making a difference and supporting women everywhere. And that's where Oz Mompreneur began. We wanted to support mums who were like us. They had young kids at home, but they had dreams and ambitions of running a business that enabled them to be at home, to make some money for their family, and to be doing a great job in their business.
So then, so you started the Mompreneur first.
Yes.
Oz and now it's springboarded into the Women's Business School.
Yes.
Now, the Women's Business School takes you from A to Z.
Yes.
Everything to how to build a business, how to market a business, how to get paid for the business, how to promote the business. I mean, and this is global.
Yeah,
what happened? Absolutely. It took on a life of its own. What happened?
So we started Oz Mompreneur in 2009 And then in 2016, we really, by then we'd recognized a need for dedicated business education for women. Because what we found was there were incredible women who had so many skills from their previous careers. A lot of women had come from corporate and had realized that the 9-to-5 didn't work with young children. So they were starting businesses. And although they had incredible skills, they didn't have all of the skills that you need for business. So that's what we've created. We created a business school which was really tailored to women. It needed to be flexible because women need that. It needed to be time efficient. We don't have time for 20 hours a week of study. It needs to be quick and it needed to be accessible so that they could watch videos at any time that suited them, and they could do the assessment tasks and connect with the group. So it's all run online.
Now, okay, this is all run online. Are there scholarships for women that are, you know, underserved and overlooked that they're able to participate in this program?
Absolutely. So we have a scholarship program for the Women's Business School because we are so passionate about supporting everyone. You know, we rise by lifting others. And it's incredible, April, the women that we've awarded scholarships to, who then a few years down the track, they've gone from this place here, skyrocketed their business, and then they're paying it forward and they're investing back into other women and paying it forward so someone else can go through the program. It's just incredible, and it makes my heart sing. It truly does.
Well, I'm getting goose pimples because, you know, women have gotten a bad rap, and I'll be the one to say it. You know, women have always been perceived as, like, in business, as like crabs in a barrel. Oh, you know, I'm not here to lift my sister up. You know, I'm her competition. I'm not going to do this. And, you know, because in business, in corporate America, I have been disrespected, pushed up on, and charged by more women than any man. But I've learned what it takes to be in business. And I'm glad that I got that education. Because a man couldn't have taken, you know, he couldn't have taken me on that journey. Number one, it would have been, you know, a sexual indiscretion, or he was bullying me, or this, that, and the other. But from a woman, I was able to take it, process it, and receive it, and pay it forward. So to hear that these women are really putting that at the forefront and giving back from the onset, I commend you, your teaching, and the women that are involved in the program. Because you have to be vetted for programs like this. I'm sure you're not just taking anybody. Are you just taking anybody, Peace?
No, we aren't. We do an interview process. So we talk to each person on Zoom and ask them what their vision is, what their values are, what they're trying to achieve through their business. And we're really passionate about purpose-led businesses. So we want to be working with people who are making the world a better place. And you mentioned before our book, The Women Changing the World. We have such a big vision for this. Imagine if every woman in the world was creating a business that then made the world a better place. Can you imagine the ripple effect of that? It's powerful. And so that's what our vision is, that the women who go through the Women's Business School have a purpose-led business, that they are in some way giving back, making a difference, or having a positive impact on the world, the environment, health, whatever it is, that they're doing good things in the world. And that's what we're passionate about.
Give me a couple of your success stories.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'd love to tell you about Stacey Barris. She's an incredible woman. So she was given a scholarship to do the Women's Business School. She's created a business because she went through domestic violence. She lost everything. She was a single mom. She had 3 kids, and she had to start again. And so she started a business as a lady. And she was doing cleaning people's homes. And she realized that she wanted to help other women who were survivors of domestic violence, to give them a fresh start, you know, and to refill their confidence cup. And so she's now created a company where she employs women who are survivors of domestic violence.
Oh, wow.
And she gives them a fresh start, and she gets them on their way so that they're now financially independent and they're able to pay for their things and raise their kids and able to do all of the things. And that's one of the best success stories from our business. She has now, from the business school, she's now doubled her business. She's expanded it to other areas. She's she's employing 33 women and she's growing all the time. So she's always taking on more women, and the capacity for supporting women just continues. And I love that from that one investment that we made in that one woman, we gave her a full scholarship, the ripple effect of that. Look at all those families she's helping now. Look at all those women she's helping.
All the children, and and what you're pouring into them. Do you have programs for millennials, young women that are eager to start a business and have nowhere to start?
Yeah, well, we don't discriminate by age at all. Okay. We've had women, we've had a 14-year-old girl was the youngest who came through our program, and we've had a 75-year-old woman who's been through our program. Wow. But we have programs, we have our incubator program, which is for people who are pre-launch or early stage business. So it's really designed to give them all of the foundations for business so that they can get everything in place so they're ready to hit the ground running. And then we have another program, which is for more established businesses, and that's our accelerator program. That's for people who are wanting to expand their business, who are wanting to take on staff, who are wanting to go global with what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So we've got two programs really tailored to those different stages of business.
What I find fascinating too is that you draw in, because of your mission and your purpose, it's very magnetic. You draw in the resources that you need. There's other successful women that are dying to get involved in the program because they want their name associated with something that is so powerful.
Absolutely, absolutely. We offer mentoring as part of the program, and we have the most incredible mentors who give their time and give back because they want to pay it forward and be part of what we're doing in raising other women. They see the value in investing in women and the powerful difference that it can make to the world. And I just love it.
Well, now tell me a little bit about the awards.
Mm.
What are some of the criteria or some of the categories?
So the Oz Mompreneur Awards have been running for 12 years now, and they were designed to really challenge the stereotype. And I'm sure that it's something that you've experienced as well, that the idea of like a mompreneur or a mom who's starting a business from home, a home-based business, it's not always seen as a real business. There's this kind of perception or idea that it's just a hobby, that it's
right. That's what they said 20 years ago when I started the podcast. They was like, what is this, an independent news source? Are you kidding me? You won't last. Mm-hmm. Well, here mm-hmm. I am, baby, 20 years later, okay?
Right. So that's why we started the Oz Mompreneur Awards, because we wanted to show that these were women running incredible businesses, and they were running multi-million dollar businesses. And it didn't matter whether you were running your business from home, whether you had children at home with you, how you made your business work. If you had that passion and determination and dedication, you could create the lifestyle and successful business that you want. And it's about challenging that stereotype type, but it's also about inspiring all of the other women out there who have a dream and want to go for it.
That's right.
It's saying to them, it's sending a clear message, you can do this too.
So what are the men saying, Peace? What are they saying?
The men are very supportive. They're very supportive. You know, we speak to lots of the partners and husbands, and we have corporate sponsors as well. And they tell us that they've seen the discrimination that happens in corporate. They've seen women who are made redundant because they're pregnant. They have seen women who are overlooked for promotion because they're working part-time. They've seen women who aren't being paid the same as other men. And so, and men recognize it, men get it. They understand our purpose and what we're trying to do and why it's important to lift women up.
Right. They probably want to mirror some of your techniques and the processes. Again, you know, like my husband always says, he says, baby, you know, replication is the greatest form of flattery, because they can never steal your creative genius. So where do you see this going? Where do you see the next 5 years?
I'm so excited, April. I see big things for us. So what we've done in Australia is really unique and special, and I would love to see that all over the world, because I know that there are moms in business all over the world who deserve recognition and who need this support. They need the mentoring and the business education that's accessible and online, and they need the awards and the recognition and a platform to showcase the work that they're doing. So I just see us continuing to grow, continuing to follow that vision that we have, supporting mothers to be well and fulfilled, and for them to then have the power to go out and do their thing and help everyone else and follow their dreams too.
Well, that's very powerful, because I posted a question a few weeks ago on how do you like to be rewarded and recognized? People think that that's not important. It's very mm-hmm. important. If you don't do anything but acknowledge yourself, it doesn't take an outside influence to make you feel good, because you know what makes you feel good. So I love that, because I have an award ceremony too for my podcast. It's called the Edgy Awards, and it comes out annually. And, you know, I have a team that goes in and we review the interviews and the cross promotion and the likes and the loves and all that, because there's work involved. And so people need to be rewarded, if it's with a certificate, if it's with a pat on the back, if it's with a shout out, but you do need to be acknowledged. And that's not vanity, brains. Okay. That's rewarding yourself. We live this life. We walk this walk. We must be rewarded. So let's ask Peace some random questions. I love
okay.
that.
Okay.
What would you tell a 25-year-old Peace Mitchell?
Oh, my gosh. I wish I could go back in time and tell her to just go for it and be brave and stop letting fear and self-doubt get in the way of following her dreams. I just wish that I could. I think that if I had been more courageous earlier on, I would have done bigger things by now.
Oh.
I would love to be able to do that.
But when the student is ready, that's when the teacher appears.
It's true. It's true. At the same time, I wouldn't change a thing. I've loved my journey, every minute of it.
You have. What would you tell a young mother with three children at home? What would you say to her to encourage her to follow her dreams?
I would tell her that it's all going to be okay, and it's not a race. That's one of my favorite sayings. Mm-hmm. If you've got a dream, you don't have to make it all happen straight away. It's okay to just start working away on it slowly in the background. And then when the time's right to go harder and do bigger things. And sometimes when you've got young kids at home, you do need to slow down and just keep working away at things, but not at the same pace as you can once they're all in school.
Being a mother of three men and a husband, what are you teaching your sons about the caliber of woman that they should maybe consider or seek out in their future?
I like to think that my sons are feminists, that they really do see women as equal partners, and that when it comes time for them to have their relationships, that they'll understand that it's teamwork that makes a marriage work, that it's up to them to be hands-on with the parenting and the housework and everything that's involved, and that they will be equal partners in that relationship.
That's good. And don't be intimidated by how much money she makes, because she might make more money than you, but that doesn't mean that she's a better person. That just means that she's better at business. What brings you the greatest joy outside of work, outside of your, I don't want to hear about my kids, my family, I don't want to hear about the business. What internally brings you joy, makes you happy?
So many things, April. I really love going on retreat, though, and that connection and sisterhood with other women is, it's everything. You know, being with people where you can just be your whole authentic self and talk about your dreams and your passions and what you're wanting to do and achieve, and just having that time with other people, that's everything to me. I love that. Yeah, sisterhood would be my answer.
What are three things you cannot live without?
Three things I can't live without would be probably my phone, but also tea. I love drinking tea. I couldn't go a day without drinking tea. And books. I love to read. I really love reading. I love writing too. I'm working on a couple of books at the moment.
Oh, well, good. You're going to have to come back and tell us all about that. And if you were a flower in the garden, what flower would you be?
I would be the peace lily, of course.
That's wonderful. What's your favorite color?
It's pink.
Pink?
Pink, yes.
Okay. Will you be a pink peace lily?
Yes.
And we would adorn ourselves at a retreat with you, yes, all around our neck. Yes. You have just been a wealth of information. Tell my brains how to get in contact with you. Also share with them the Aussie Mompreneur in case they want to nominate someone. Mm-hmm. Now, are you taking nominations from around the world, or are you taking nominations just for Australia?
We have launched the Global Business Mothers Awards this year. So are, for the first time ever, hosting the Global Business Mothers Awards. So we would love nominations from your people, and they can find us on Instagram as Oz Mompreneur, as the Women's Business School, and our new account is The Women Changing the World. So those three on Instagram. At Facebook, we're Oz Mompreneur and the Women's Business School. And you can also connect with me on LinkedIn. I really love LinkedIn for connections, and just search Peace Mitchell and you'll find me there.
Well, that is a name that we can't miss, and all of your information will be at the back end of this interview. I thank you. I honor you. Again, you have supported another woman, me, all the way across the globe, and I'm going to do everything I can to push this message out to get you the caliber of women that are going to pay it forward, to invest in the mission, the cause, and the women that you are supporting. Mothers, know that you just don't have to be home in Birkenstocks, sweats, and a bun. You can run a great business, and you can take all your classes online through the Women's Business School. Thank you so much, Peace. I think that you are really a blessing.
Thank you, April. I have loved every minute of our conversation today.
All right. Brains, go in and subscribe. You know what to do, okay? You got to subscribe to LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You got to share, love, and like. That's what we've been talking about. Share, loving, and liking all over the planet, all right? And I will talk to you real soon. Take care of yourself.